What's happening, everybody? We're back with another episode of the QB List Podcast. It's Brian and Mario here to dissect the Week 14 madness we have sitting in front of us. How you doing today, man?
Brian, I am doing well. I'm doing better than Jalen Carter, my boy, who had shoulder surgery. So that's tough to see as these birds are trying to make a playoff push. They want to keep them fresh for the playoffs. I don't know if we're even going to make the playoffs at this rate. That's just where Eagles fans are at right now.
Folks, that's where we are, just a mere weeks away from the playoffs. And yes, NFL fans, full tilt, whether you have one of the best rosters in the NFL or not. It's hard out there for all of us.
So true. And yeah, you're right. It's like, here I am talking real playoffs, but fantasy playoffs, like, begin next week. They honestly begin this week for some people, including myself, where it's like, it's win or go home. So playoffs starting out.
Yeah, I'm just fighting out for bye weeks in a couple of my leagues, and I am tooth and nail sitting at seventh out of six places going into the playoffs, hoping things fall my way, as are a few of these NFL teams. But we're going to go through all of these Sundays, the Sunday slate here, the 12 games there, and of course, that final Monday night game, the one you're looking oh so forward to there, Mario. But yeah, without further ado, you ready to get this thing kicked off?
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Let's start off with the 9-3 Seahawks visiting the 4-8 Falcons. This is a 44.5 point over under. Seattle's favored by 7 going into this. And let's talk. I was going to say quarterbacks, but it's really just quarterback because Kirk Cousins. Like, what do you have to say? Nothing.
No, nice. We're not. we're not touching Kirk with a 10-foot pole. Other side, Darnold hasn't had 20 points since week 6. It's kind of tough. I feel like he's super flex or bust for me. Granted, like, there are some – so the team's on bye. Carolina, you're not starting Bryce Young. San Fran, there's a starter there. Drake May's on bye as well as Jackson Dart. So maybe you got to pivot. I would kind of hate the Darnold pivot, but if you're down bad, you can.
Yeah, I am at QB 15 right now. So he's one of those players I'm okay putting in there if I have to, but hopefully there's 12 other players you have options for that are here higher in my ranks and I'd rather play. More of like a – middling play, maybe won't lose you the week quite, but definitely won't win it for you.
Yeah, I like that a lot.
Running back, we got Bijan Robinson and Tyler Algier on one side. Thoughts on these two?
I mean, Bijan, we're probably going to start him. I think that's safe to say. Algier, we kind of know what he is at this point. He is like a flex, plus he's like a touchdown-dependent flex, right? And it does seem like he gets a lot of opportunities more than other backup handcuffs in the league. But to me, it's still just so risky. I don't like him going into this week. On the other side, an absolute mess.
Algier's got 8 touchdowns already.
That's
eight
crazy.
Touchdowns. Could you imagine if just 6 of those went to Bijan, as they should have?
8 touchdowns. That has goodness. To put him – that he is. He's tied with – here are players he's tied with. David Montgomery, Devon Achane. Like, those guys also – those have 6 rushing touchdowns. So
oh, I'm kind of surprised that Montgomery has 8.
Like, oh, sorry, he has 6. Early... He okay. is 6. I can't do the math. Yeah. No, Algier is 8, so he's tied for 5th most. I'm sorry, I misspoke. He has 5th most touchdowns. Oh, my gosh. He has more than Kyron Williams, Judkins, Monty. More than Bijan, because Bijan has 7.
This he has 5 on the ground. 7 in total, 5 on the ground. Those 8 touchdowns should be Bijan's.
Oh, my gosh.
But I digress. Yeah.
This is crazy. I'm getting dizzy looking at these Algier stats. So you're down bad. I he's touchdown dependent. It seems like he finds it more often than not. I don't like him this week. Other side, it's not any cleaner. I mean, we know Kenneth Walker has the floor. Charbonnet also stealing touchdowns. I don't know how many Charbonnet has on the year. It looks like he's tied. Charbonnet also has 8 rushing touchdowns.
That's stupid because the same issue. Ken Walker has 5 on the year. Like, oh my god, that's so infuriating.
Oh my goodness. This is
yeah,
so
I'm looking at both these guys at like kind of high end wide or running back 3s. Walker a little closer to the RB2 status just because, yeah. Again, week after week, we say the same thing about him. So, yeah, I'm willing to play both of them, but more as like an RB2 and a flex play.
Yeah, I would do Walker. I have slightly higher in my numbers just because he should have the upper. His yards per carry, it just looks so much better. So even if the opportunities are tied, I like him. It's just this touchdown situation is frustrating.
As for the wide receivers for Atlanta, Drake London still not practicing yet. The average of this type of injury has usually been 2 weeks. So unfortunately, that's kind of what I've been game planning for. I'm going at it that he's not going to play this week. How do you look at Mooney though? Where's the confidence level on him?
I'm going nowhere near the stars. I'm not shooting for the Mooney. I am just kind of avoiding him. He hasn't historically done well without London in the lineup, and especially with Kirk throwing the ball right now. I'm just really looking at Pivot. I have him as like a high four, low three. But it's not much better.
Wide receiver 40 is where I'm looking to. So I'm same boat as you.
Yeah. And then on the other side, I mean, JSN finally had one bad game. He's going to bounce back, but every other Seattle wide receiver is basically how I feel about Mooney. Mooney, where it's just like, he's a four. Maybe it's the guy, maybe like Bobo or Shahid. Like, we had high hopes for Shahid, who looked good in New Orleans, but it has just not translated well coming over to Seattle.
Yeah, I agree there. Tight ends. Pitts gives you decent numbers. He gave you a top 10 finish last week, but I don't think at this point I'm chasing other upside players.
Agreed. I mean, someone, and we can get to him in later when we talk about his particular matchup, but Brandon Strange was someone we were really high on in the waiver episode. He's still available in a ton of leagues. I was able to pick him up, not even on waivers. Like, he's just out there and people aren't recognizing. So a lot of options I like over Barner and Pitts.
Final question. Do the Seahawks get the 7?
Oh, I'm going to say no. Atlanta's a chaosy team. They're going to lose this game, and Seattle's kind of fading a little bit. So I'll say Atlanta covers.
I'll take Seattle on the points. I think they get it.
Okay.
Next up for the division, we got a couple of there's a lot of playoff implications going on right now this week. 6-6 Steelers going to Baltimore, take on the 6-6 Ravens. 42.5 point over under. Baltimore's favored by 5.5 in this one. Oh, wouldn't you know, Lamar Jackson expected to play but missed practice.
Yeah.
Yikes. How are you? Like, we're pivoting away from Lamar Jackson, right?
I know you say that. It's like, is that a question or a statement? And I think the answer is both. He was limited Wednesday, which wasn't great, but it's like, I feel like that expectation's been set. He's going to be limited a lot Wednesdays with these nagging injuries. But the no practice at all Thursday is shocking to me. I don't think it'll be Huntley that starts. I do think it'll be Lamar that starts for the Ravens. Lamar will not be starting for my fantasy team. We just saw what happened last week against the Bengals. That was always circled as this is the get right game. This is where he comes back and saves you. He didn't. How can you have any faith putting him out there? I'm pivoting. I like Brissett as a free agent option over Lamar. I'm not feeling confident.
Trevor Lawrence this week against Indy. Daniel Jones against Jacksonville.
Either one in that matchup.
Oh, man, that's so hard, folks. But at this point, like multiple bad games in a row, I don't think you would kick yourself if he goes off on your bench this week. Unless it's the reason you don't make the playoffs, then, of course, but you're going to need some reason to pout anyway.
That's so true. And then Aaron Rodgers, I mean, I don't even think he's healthy. Like, no, I don't. Nah. He's even lower than Lamar.
Running backs, Derrick Henry, easy play. Keaton Mitchell kind of falls in that sexy flex role for you. Not quite flexing him, but I think he'd be a great pick, or, you know, great bench piece to hold right now as we're going into the playoffs for injuries. Talk to me about Warren and Gainwell. How are we looking at the other two?
I'm not liking looking at those other two. Warren was saved by the touchdown. He's going to keep getting the opportunities. And then Gainwell keeps doing – he's in that handcuff position, right? Like, he had 7 touches. Nothing came out of it. So Warren's like a high flex. He's the highest of flex running backs for me because he has the opportunities on paper. It's not looking pretty. And in this game where Baltimore's defense has looked healthier and healthier over the last few weeks, it's not confident for me.
Yeah, it's rough. So I've got Gainwell at 30, and then I've got Warren at 20 in my RB ranking. So willing to play them both, but it's Gainwell's a lot riskier here. It's more just the bye weeks that I'd be willing to look that direction.
Yeah.
Honestly, like, would you rather play Kenneth Gainwell or DK Metcalf at this point?
Oh, my goodness. That's so funny because my wide receiver notes for this game is none of them. Like, there's just no wide receiver I want to start in this game. So I would do Gainwell, but just kind of off of like that, here's like who to start. It's like looking at my rankings. Like, I have Chris Rodriguez higher than both of the running backs in this game, than both of the Pittsburgh running backs. And I see Rodriguez available in a lot of leagues. So that's just kind of like where I'm feeling. I'd almost take the chance with a waiver wire flyer versus with these guys.
Does Zay Flowers fall in that category for you as well? He has been just putrid since essentially week one.
Yeah, he's been bad. He's been week one. Like, I felt so justified because every year I take a chance because, like, this is an MVP's wide receiver one. He has to pop off. And week one, I was justified, and I haven't felt that way since.
Gross. Mark Andrews, I've got him as a tight end one this week, but it's kind of touchdown or bust. He did just get an extension, 3-year, $39 million. So maybe that puts a little pep in his step.
Maybe, or maybe it doesn't, because he just got paid. So now who cares? Now he'll phone it in. I mean, yeah. Who hasn't been there?
Yeah, there's a handful of players like that. Who wins it?
Oh, man. Pick covers, because that's always what happens in this kind of game. Is the underdog's going to cover? Yeah, Pitt will cover. Yeah. I think Baltimore wins it, though.
Oh, God, it's going to be ugly. I think it's going to be really ugly, but give me Baltimore.
I kind of want Pitt to win it because just getting into this next game, I think this third team has a chance in this division, and it ain't the Browns.
Goodness, the chaos that would ensue. They'd have to win it too, with the 4-8 Bengals taking on the 8-4 Bills. 53.5 point over under. Let's go. Buffalo's favored by 5.5 in this one. Cannot wait. Joe Burrow, Josh Allen, a couple studs, putting them in your top six in quarterbacks easily.
Easily. The exact opposite of the wide receivers of last game. This is just a whole big yes. It's a green. If you have either of these guys, Josh Allen's been up and down. But listen, this is, we're talking playoff start this week for some of these teams. It's win or go home. I'm putting my chips on Josh.
I think you're going to have to keep that rolling through the running backs here. You've got Chase Brown on one side, and the Bills are absolutely just hemorrhaging points to the running back position. And you got James Cook, who is just a thumper, absolutely going out there and terrorizing as far as the running game goes. So, again, top eight plays for both of them for me.
Both of them. And I think we kind of talked about it in the Steelers running back room. But I think P. Ryan is someone who I may have in that same breath as the Steelers running backs. P. Ryan had 14 carries last week, which was just one shy of Chase Brown. And you just mentioned it, Buffalo's terrible against the run. It wouldn't surprise me if P. Ryan could break off one of these 14 carries he's going to get into some serious yardage.
Going to the wide receivers here, we got Jamar Chase back from Spitgate. And then T. Higgins also looks like he's going to be returning from his concussion. Both these players willing to put out there.
Yes.
I mean, Khalil Shakir on the other side. Do you want to play him or DK Metcalf?
Oh, man, that's ugly. I think I would do Shakir, but I have in my notes no Buffalo wide receiver can be trusted. It's just they're all wide receiver fours that have touchdown upside. That's the way I look at them.
And they only have touchdown upside because they play on offense. And, like, it's only because statistically, yes, they do have touchdown upside. But otherwise, like, it doesn't feel like they truly do. Dalton Kincaid for the tight end position looks like he should be coming back. Limited again on Thursday. Hopefully he gets back from this. Hamstring injury. He's missed three games. They didn't put him on IR. I think that just leans into the hopefulness that he's out there. They need Dalton Kincaid. This offense is abysmal. It's rough. this just seems like a team that's screaming they're going to have Brandon Ayuk by the time we get through the offseason.
Oh my gosh. I could see it. Didn't they just pick up Brandon Cooks too?
Yeah. He was involved last week too. Shows you how down bad they are. So Dalton Kincaid, if he plays, I'm playing him. Mike Gesicki, nope. T. Higgins is playing, so you can't touch him.
Agreed with the Gesicki thing. And then just another note, Cincinnati hemorrhages points to the tight end. We kind of talked about it last week, why we're so high on Mark Andrews. But, of course, Baltimore loves using every tight end in their arsenal. Buffalo's kind of the same way, right? Like, they like going back and forth between the two they have. But I would still start either one of them this one.
And Dawson Knox hasn't had over 37 yards on the season, so don't think that it's going to be him, just like Likely was the one that stole the yards from Andrews. It's all Dalton Kincaid, folks.
Yeah, it's Kincaid.
Who wins it?
Who wins it? Oh, my goodness. Cincinnati, they're making a play for this division. And Buffalo's already lost the division, right? But, like, I can't see them taking it from New England, which is crazy.
Yeah. But
not ready for that.
As much as I want to see the Bengals win just to see chaos, I'm taking the Bills.
Yeah, I could see that, but I could see them winning, but I'll give Cincinnati to at least cover out of respect.
Next up, this game's
the opposite of last game. The opposite of last game.
The 1-11 Titans going into Cleveland to take on the 3-9 Browns. 34-point over under, folks. Yes, I usually say numbers that are in the 40s and 50s. This is a 34-point over under. Cleveland's favored by 4. This doesn't need much. As far as actual startable fantasy assets, there are two in the game, and it's Judkins and Fannin. And like that is honestly the only direction I'm looking as far as fantasy viability.
Well, Brian, you left over some two fantasy assets that I think have top five even matchups this week. And that is the Cleveland defense and the Tennessee defense. I think both of those guys can win you this week.
They definitely won't lose it for you. That's for sure.
There's no chance. I mean, just quickly skimming through it, just out of the kindness to the Tennessee and Cleveland listeners, quarterbacks were passing, right? I mean, they're not passing, but we're passing on them. The running backs, Pollard, you know, we always talk about how Spears might be the guy, but every single week I look at the box score and Pollard's the one that's getting more usage than him. So Pollard's a running back three, but I probably have him lower than the Pittsburgh guys I'm not crazy about. Studkins, we like. You mentioned Studkins is startable. And Sampson, we have to see how he's doing. He left the game early last week. And here's a fun one. Chimere DK, who has been like, you know, we talk about him a lot in the waiver episode. He leads the league in all-purpose yards. So if return yards matter to you, Chimere DK is a legitimate fantasy asset. Like, we kid about a lot of the players in this game. All-purpose yards, DK kills it.
Yeah, he would have been a stud in Scott Fishbowl last year.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, Fannin, it's not going to be pretty, but we've seen the talent. We've seen his ability. And then over the last few weeks, he's leading the team in, it's like targets, yards, route share. It snaps. It's absolutely amazing. It's great because all of the offense can be funneled through one player. And you know who to start. And then you bounce. And then you're done with this one.
You're done with this one. Again, defenses, though. But that's this game. I mean, we made the three-minute mark in this game. We'll say that.
Right. Love the defensive call there. Who do you have winning it?
Oh, man. Huge game for Tankathon, by the way. If you're a Tankathon fan, this one's massive. I will say Tennessee covers, but that's only because what's the final score going to be? 3-0? 6-3?
Oh, man. I hope we get like a decent, give me at least a touchdown across the board to both teams. You know, Cam Ward tosses something deep. Judkins finds the end zone twice. Maybe Shador can toss one to Fannin, but I'm taking the Browns. This defense is just too gnarly.
Yeah. The Browns might score a defensive touchdowns. That might be the only scoring in this game.
All righty. Let's go to a game with something on the line. Let's go to a good one here in Jacksonville. The 8-4 Colts are taking on the 8-4 Jags for the division lead. A 47.5 point over under. Indy's favored by 1.5. And wait, I'm getting a report. Yes, folks. QB list will have boots down on the ground in Jacksonville, folks. I will be there at the game, rooting on the boys, covering it live right there. Yeah, my wife just surprised me this morning with a Christmas present. We're going to the game, baby.
Oh, woo! My God. Shout out Mrs. Bryan.
So, super pumped. She had no idea the ramifications of this game going into it. Like, up until recently, she goes, yeah, when I bought these tickets, it wasn't a hot game at all. I was like, well, I'm glad it turned around. So we're going to check them out. Daniel Jones, Trevor Lawrence. I like them both this week. Not as high-end QB1s, but I like them as QB1s this week.
Yeah, definitely not as high end. Maybe that's just riding the high of going to this game. But Daniel Jones hasn't had a QB1 finish since week 8 when they hosted the Titans. He hasn't finished with double digits of QB finished rankings since week 6. So honestly, I'm kind of open to pivoting again with the buys this week. Maybe not. Like, he's probably one of the better options compared to the waiver, but I have Brissett over him, for instance.
What about the guy on the other side? What if I told you the guy on the other side throwing the ball has been a top 12 quarterback in four of the last 5 weeks? Does that sound like something I could interest you in? What if I told you a quarterback has not been outside of the top 14 except for one time since week 5? Does that sound like something I could interest you in?
That does. I mean, I don't know who this mystery player is, but I would have him over Daniel Jones.
Freaking Trevor Lawrence, man. It's not pretty, but he's getting it done lately.
He is. Yeah. Finishes of QB5-7 over the last 2 weeks. This is a tough matchup though, against the Colts, but you got the home team behind your back. I like Trevor Lawrence. I do.
So that means you have to like Jonathan Taylor then, of course, right?
I mean, this is probably one of the easiest segments we're going to have. As easy as it was for Cleveland, Tennessee, like quarterbacks was, that's how I feel about this. Jonathan Taylor, yes. ETN, yes. ETN's kind of cooled off a little bit. I have him more on like the lower end of RB2s now, to like the still mid-low, out of respect for him. But I like ETN. I'm still plugging him in everywhere I have him. Two instituted his last two. I mean, he is, that train's out of gas for me.
No way. That's what, Mario, no kidding. You don't put a gas in a train. We're shoveling coal in this bad boy.
Yeah, you're right. That's coal.
He is
that's
burning coal. And it's almost Christmas time. There's tons of naughty children. There is coal abundance out there, and we're heating it up. I mean, he's kind of like a mid RB3 for me. He has touchdown upside, but I guess the biggest positive is I like points in this game. DeForest Buckner for the Colts is still out, so you are able to run on this team. But he's a risky play. Risky play 100%.
Yeah, like just looking at my rankings, I have the Pittsburgh, not Gainwell, the other one, Warren. Like I have Warren over Tootin, and I'm not really crazy about Warren this week. So it's just kind of where it falls for me.
Nice.
Wide receivers.
Wide receivers. Talk to me about Alec Pierce and Pittman. What are your thoughts on these two?
Pittman, what's going on, buddy? He's becoming a Pitt boy. I don't know. He's been unreliable, and Pierce honestly has been as well. I mean, he had the tough game against Kansas City. We knew that was going to be a tough one for him. But I trust Pierce more. If I had to put one of these two guys in my lineup, I think it would be Pierce. And I would have them ranked as Pierce, Pittman, and Downs. And funny enough, Downs led all wide receivers and targets last week.
Yeah, he does that. He's like stupid good, but like he's not out there on two wide receiver sets, so we don't get full unleash of Josh Downs. It's quite frustrating. Yeah. But yeah, I think I agree there. I'm starting Pierce as the number one wide receiver in this game. I think it, as far as you take all of them, it would be Pierce, Myers, Pittman, BTJ. Parker Washington looks like he should be missing, limited again in practice with a hip injury. But yeah, Alec Pierce has just got, he's got the money balls down there. You know, he has the higher chance of getting something big compared to Pittman right now.
Yeah, 100% agree. Honestly, the thing that surprised me the most, I like Myers as the number two out of everyone in this game. Just jumping to the other side, he seems like he's the only wide receiver that can catch a ball Trevor Lawrence throws. Like even Brian Thomas Jr., I got to be honest, I traded for him in one league. And maybe because I didn't draft him, so I'm less attached. But I'm considering dropping him just as we're getting really close to these playoffs. And I'm just looking at these handcuff options available on my waivers. I see Blake Corum. I see Chris Rodriguez, who's a lead back, not really a handcuff. But Wilson, we haven't gotten to the Packers game yet. But at the time of this recording, Josh Jacobs was limited on Thursday. So that's how I feel about Brian Thomas.
Brian Thomas Jr. just kind of feels like a landmine. Even if he has fantasy value, are you going to know when it's going to be? Does it actually come? No. And do I want to make that decision? No. So let me let a league make take that decision. As for tight ends, Tyler Warren should be up there at the top three. Jacksonville is they're the only team that isn't as bad as Cleveland is Jacksonville against the tight end. So Tyler Warren's kind of been suspect the last several weeks. Touchdown saved him last week. And then Britton Strange on the other side, he's looked solid. Maybe not as a top five tight end necessarily, but he looks like he can give you up to a, you know, number five finish, number seven finish, because I mean, he's been doing it the last couple of weeks.
I was going to say, it's so funny that you've particularly set a top five, because over the last 2 weeks at Tennessee, tight end five, at Arizona, tight end five. So literally couldn't be more not tight end five.
Top three might have been more accurate. Like, I don't think he's ever going to blow the doors away with, you know, 150 yards and two touchdowns, like a Trey McBride week. But I think he can be up there, you know, four or five right below those elite guys.
Definitely. He's someone who I think has some upside. He, again, it just comes down to who can catch the ball in Jacksonville. And I think at this point in the season, we're really starting to see, because every single pass is going to matter, right? Every opportunity counts. And I think Strange is going to get a lot of offense.
That's right. Come on, do it to me. Who wins?
Oh, my goodness. I mean, boots on the ground. So Indy's got to cover. Indy's got to blow the doors off this shootout.
Yeah, you'd hope so. If you knew our record in Jacksonville.
I do know the record in Jacksonville.
It's not very good. It's not very good.
Those days are behind us. We have Daniel Jones now leading the charge.
That sentence doesn't make me feel a lot better.
What jersey? Are you going to wear a Tony Rich jersey? Are you going to wear Andy Luck? What jersey are you wearing to the game?
I was going to wear my Luck Tony jersey. Rich. Nope, we're going Tyler Warren. We're going Tyler Warren. We're okay, rolling with the rookie.
The future's bright.
Next up, we've got the 3-9 Commanders taking on the 4-8 Vikings. It's a 42.5 point over under. Minnesota's favored by 1.5. And wait, do we have a spotting? Yes, a Jaden Daniels spotting. Look at that, folks. And JJ McCarthy spotting too. But let's talk about Jaden Daniels, upgraded to full participant on Thursday. I think we get him back.
That's huge. That's late breaking news to me. I had all my notes for Mariota, who, by the way, I'm favorable on, because he's looked good. And honestly, Minnesota looks kind of dead. But if Jaden's back, same thing with Joe Burrow the week he returned, right? It's like you have a stud quarterback. If he's healthy, he's in my lineup. Like, no questions asked there.
And one of our favorite part about Jaden Daniels is his legs. And the injury he's coming back from is an elbow injury. So we shouldn't have to worry about, like, kind of with the Lamar issue, as he's coming back from injury, it was a leg injury. That's why we're seeing him hampered. He's not running as much. So yes. Hopefully we still get that nice floor we need. We know and love with Jaden Daniels.
Yeah, it didn't give me a lot of confidence when you were like, oh, you know, just like Lamar coming back from injury. It's like, wait, no, I don't want that. But then you saved it. You're like, it's different. I was like, oh, cool.
It's different. It's also different.
Just as we're talking about quarterbacks, this doesn't really relate to anything. But in my notes, I have, this is the Kirk Cousins Bowl, because still in my brain, even though he doesn't play for either of these teams, these are just two Kirk Cousins teams to me. That's how I know him.
Oh, man. Where would the Commanders be if they didn't let him walk, if they would have paid him that fully guaranteed contract that he wanted?
Oh, my goodness. Tag after tag. Me. And then we're, we're not starting nine, right? Like McCaffrey. Yeah, okay. He might get you 9 points.
Nine.
Moving on.
Nine. Nice. Do you think he can get 9 points? I don't know if he can.
I think he can get 9 points. What is that? I guess that's 2 passing touchdowns. I mean, it's so easy as a quarterback.
Is it?
He doesn't make it look easy.
As many picks as he throws, it's kind of hard to get up there. Chris Rodriguez, Jordan Mason are the guys we're looking at starting here. Aaron Jones, as of the time of this recording, limited again on Thursday with a hamstring injury. I'll play Jordan Mason. I'll play C-Rod if I have to out there as RB3s, but I'm not excited about it. I think I'm limiting my ceiling by putting both these players out there.
I agree. I will say Chris Rodriguez is someone I'm a little bit higher on. Like, I don't want to get too ahead of myself, but I'm just kind of comparing him to someone like a Woody Marks I've been high on for most of the season, but he kind of had a tough week last week. Chubb stole the touchdown, and then he's got a really tough matchup against Kansas City. So in that kind of instance, like, Chris Rodriguez is someone who I could see as a waiver wire filler in a situation like that, right? Where, you know, your normal flex player has a tough matchup. I kind of like the matchup here for Chris Rodriguez, and it only gets better. So I like picking him up. Also, in my notes, I have the Bill hype is, like, on life support. Like, he has been MIA for quite some time.
Boo.
Yeah, that just doesn't hit the same when he's like, where is he? That's a certain, like, it's like, where is he? It's like, Bill.
Let's talk about the wide receivers. The must-start wide receiver. Is it Terry McLaurin in this game? Is he the must-start wide receiver?
Brian, he might be the only startable wide receiver.
Oh, God, I think so. I think so.
Like, I mean, wait, no, I'm getting ahead of myself. Debo has some value, especially if Jaden Daniels comes back. I like Debo as a spot start here. But, no, on the other side, like, Maybe JJ is good for JJ. Maybe nine understands the assignment like Flacco did, where just like, see that guy, throw him the ball. Doesn't matter what else is going on, throw him the ball. But I don't know. Again, this is playoffs for some teams. Like, it's win or go home. So if your season on the line, wait, can we trust him? I think I have Debo ranked higher than JJ in my rank.
I do. Yeah. I've got Debo as like a high-end wide receiver 3. McLaurin's a low-end 2. Jefferson, I won't tell you where I have him ranked. You want to know, go check out the QB list. Check out the ranks we have there. Nice. But I just can't say it. I don't want to give him any information. No comments on Justin Jefferson. I think Addison's droppable.
Addison's crazy to me.
That hurts me.
The talent is unreal. Insane. He could be a wide receiver 1 on some teams, and he's being left to die. He's being left to die.
The Packers would kill for a wide receiver like him. Or, I'm sorry, the Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh would kill. I mean, the Packers probably would, too.
Pittsburgh, Packers, Buffalo. I mean, there's a dozen teams right now. Like, the Saints, like, he would be better than anyone there. Like, there's at least a quarter of the teams in the league that he would be the wide receiver 1.
Yeah. Jefferson, folks, follow your heart. I'm kind of, like, going to look at him as a wide receiver 2-ish. And just follow your gut. What can you live with, whether you bench him or you sit him? So take that for what it will. Tight end spot. I don't want any of the tight ends, but both wide receivers back. I know Ertz had a 100-yard game, first time since 2019 that he's given us fantasy players a 100-yard game. So it's going to happen. but I doubt it happens again. And TJ Hockenson, you can, you know,
hawk him out the door.
There we go. It's a nice one, I was going to say.
Yeah, I know it was. Ertz, I think, has some touchdown upside. Just kind of looking at this, like, especially if Jaden Daniels is back, I think they can move the ball well on offense. And I, like I said, I think Minnesota's dead. I think they're down bad.
Who wins it?
Oh, man. I will give it to Washington. Like I said, I think what everyone thinks the Eagles are kind of going through right now, and maybe they are in the locker room sense, but Minnesota's going through that in the locker room and on the field in their record. So I think they're down bad. I give it to Washington.
Nice. Next up, we got the 5-7 Dolphins taking on the 3-9 Jets. 41.5 went over under. Miami's favored by 2.5 in this one. And I think you got a couple spot start tight ends here. Or quarterbacks.
Tight ends.
Tight ends, yeah. wow. I mean, that too. Not bad. Tyrod Taylor, Tua Tagovailoa. I've got both of them as QB2s. I am having to play both of them in two separate leagues that I would have been riding Drake May the whole season. And that's just all I have to pivot to. So it can be done. You don't want to do it, but it can be.
I do not want Tua in my lineup. So I'm just looking at his most recent finishes. 29, 28, 18, 25, 8. Great. And then it's, don't worry, it gets bad again. 34, 25.
Well, look, I don't have the stones to play Shuck over him, okay? I've got
Shuck. I think I would do Shuck over Tua. It's just so bad right now.
Oh god, it's so
But I do rough. Like I like Tyrod. I mean, he's kind of been up and down in his last two starts of finishes of 7 and 17. Listen, like you said, if you're in a situation like yours, like it's Drake May or nobody, it's Brock Purdy or nobody, it's I would do Tyrod, and then I might do Shuck over Tua. It's just bad. Also, Jets are wearing their Gotham City jerseys, so they get a little bump on that.
There we go. Swag bump. We'd love a swag bump. Running back, I mean, Devon Achane, I've got him as a top three running back for me this week. Over on the other side, you got Breece Hall, top 10. I just, enough said for me. Thoughts on these two?
Yeah, I like Hall. I had a couple notes. I can't translate them. What did I say? Since week 8. There we go. I understand it now. Since week 8, his worst finish is running back 33, which granted is pretty bad. But besides the 33, he has a pair of 16s is his next lowest, like 6-3. So I guess I'll have to say it's like the 33 is bad. But besides that, he's been a high 2. So you're starting him.
The wide receivers, Jalen Waddle, wide receiver 40 and 48 finishes, only 3 catches in his last 2 games, 92 yards combined. Is this just, you know, a little down because Devon Achane's been running at such an elite level? Do you see him bouncing back a bit more here against the Jets?
I think Tua's kind of in McGruber mode, if you know what I mean. I think the whole team is a little seeing stars, and I think Waddle's kind of suffering from it. We had a good time when Hill was out for the year, and Waddle got that bump, but I think that bump is kind of dead. I have Waddle in the same breath as Justin Jefferson, which at one point in the season would be phenomenal, but not at this point.
I've got a lot more confidence in Waddle than I do Jefferson. I've got Waddle in my top 12 this week. Like, I like him above, you know, Olave. I have him ranked above Jefferson, Ladd McConkey, Abuka. He's within that same tier, very similar tier, maybe just above is where I see him, but not quite the elite, the top 8, top, what do I have? It's probably about like 10 elite players, and he's just outside of that.
Okay. Listen, I can't argue it, but his past things, like this Miami offense outside of Achane is just almost unwatchable for me, and I haven't been watching, so maybe that's why.
On the other side, John Mechie, A.D. Mitchell, both of them getting a healthy target share. A.D. Mitchell's the only one I want to play. He's the one getting the big plays, as we saw. I mean, really all of these last 3 games, it's been all big plays. He just hasn't connected until this past one. Broke 100 yards and a touchdown. I'm having to go to the well and play A.D. Mitchell this week. You know, he's a double flex for me. I'm hoping for some magic. But that's really all you're hoping for out of these Jets players, is A.D. Mitchell and a little magic.
Yeah, I think A.D. Mitchell's the only startable guy. On the other side, I also had some notes about Malik Washington, but it's just that you have to be down bad to start him. And then I
take Mitchie over Washington.
I think so, too. Cool. That's that game.
Darren Waller. I'll play him, though. Put him in. Stream of the week for me.
Stream of the week? I just cannot. Every time I watch a Miami game lately, it's just like, I'm bummed. I would rather watch the Cleveland game because at least I feel like their defense is like electric. I have Miami's offense. Brown
and orange. Miami's colors are
tough. Miami's color. I guess so. I guess that's the only thing holding my attention right now. To me, they're just like a sexier Tennessee. You know, like at least they have Achan, but otherwise, it's just like, what is this offense doing? Mike McDaniel, get fired already and be the Eagles coordinator.
No, I like him. Come on. Let's keep him there.
I like him too. So I want him in Philly.
I'm okay. I want him in Philly. Keep him. Who wins it?
Oh man, huge tankathon game. I think Miami actually thinks they have a chance and like to make a late playoff push. So I think that's why the Jets win it and just keep ruining their tank pick. The draft pick.
Dolphins love their coach. Let's go Miami. Next up, we got 2-10 Saints going to Tampa Bay to take on the 7-5 Buccaneers. It's a 41.5 point over under. Tampa Bay favored by 8.5. Baker Mayfield, how you feeling today, buddy? Full practice on Thursday. That's what I like to see.
Yeah, I like to see him healthy, but we'll get to his weapons in a little bit. But that's the biggest problem right now. It's just who is he throwing the ball to? It's like Johnson and Johnson and Mbuka. Mbuka's not that great when he's by himself. So Baker has all the talent in the world, but he needs the people around him to be talented. So if he's healthy, if he's a full start, I probably start. I'm just looking at who else is out there. I probably have him ranked like 13. I'm just worried about who he's throwing to.
That's where I'm at right now. I've got him as a fringe QB1 this week. It's kind of the divisional game that's like giving me little, you know, butterflies there in the stomach. Saints, they show up when we don't want them to. So Tyler Shuck, I do think he's like a break glass in case of emergency QB2 this week. And Mayfield, just combining it.
I like Mayfield.
Bucky Irving came back with a statement. He's back in the lineup. We're done with Rashad White. Thank goodness. Yep.
Thank God. Yeah, nothing else. Bucky, running back one, start him. Other side gets a little muddier. Kamara didn't practice on Wednesday. I didn't see his Thursday report yet. But in his absence, Neal saw a bulk of the work last week and was uninspiring. And in this divisional game, I imagine it's going to be uninspiring as well. So I'm kind of avoiding all the running backs for the Saints.
Yeah, Devin Neal's like a flex play for me. I'm willing to put him out there, but hopefully your lineup doesn't force you to put him in.
Yeah.
Chris Olave, it's as easy as it comes. You put him in there. Top guy as far as targets on the season.
Which is crazy. And he actually, last week, Olave was out-targeted by someone on his team for just the third time all season he's been out-targeted. Two of them was by Rashid Shaheed, who's gone. But it was by Vele, was this new hot name. He's the new Chimere DK, this new four-letter last name hot waiver ad. So is Vele for real? Is this guy for real? Or is it still Olave or nobody?
I'm not really chasing the Vele tree. Like if you're going to, it would be this week when you have some bye weeks. But I'm not like 8 for 8, 93 and a touchdown. It's an amazing stat line. I love that. I amazing want that on my team.
I do.
But I just, traditional game, rookie Tyler Shuck. This kid is 27 years old. But he's only a second year player. So like
you hate this old guy.
Well, just like he's being ageist against him. There's a reason he didn't come out earlier when he was younger, whether it be injuries or skills. But like if you're good enough, you come out early. So I guess that's just where I'm hesitant. And this offense, like can Shuck really produce multiple offense? No. So yeah, I'm not really going this direction. We got an issue happening on the other side though. Aluka has been kind of meh since his opening month. But Godwin looked great. Mike Evans, there's a chance he could be playing this week. Actually, I think he is. He's limited on Thursday.
Mike Evans practiced on Thursday. That's the biggest takeaway I had because he came away from this absence. I think he needs 174 yards in each of these last couple games to get 1,000 on the season.
And folks, don't forget the fourth wide receiver. Yeah, Jalen McMillan, the stud wide receiver rookie from last year that blew up during the fantasy playoffs. He's been hurt all year. He's had a neck injury. He's been out. He's the reason everybody was blown away when they took Abuka. They brought back Godwin and Mike Evans. And they had this rookie that blossomed last year. So now he's coming back. So Abuka, I dropped him in a guillotine league. Like just
really?
Granted, it's only, what, 5 teams left? So there's some really good options. But I think his upside is going to be capped. Now, if anything, I'm doubling down on Baker. Baker having Bucky and 4 wide receiver. I love that. But yeah, it's kind of like Godwin and I'm out right now as far as like hard starts.
That's my biggest question mark is if Evans, I think I agree with the Mbuka stuff, right? It's just, he's fallen off. But Mike Evans, if Mike Evans plays this week, do you start him?
No.
Settles that.
I'll wait. I'll give him time to ramp up.
I got to be honest. I'm looking at some of the things right now, like in these little like sit or start, who's, you know, him or hers. I'm looking at Evans or Keenan Allen, and especially we have Evans. To see. I think Evan, I would go there. Let me see another two that I have ranked closely. I have Evans or buying time. Alec Pierce.
Oh, Alec Pierce. That one feels like pretty easy for me.
Last one, Evans or Brian Thomas, No Hands Jr.
Give me Mike Evans.
I think so too.
Give me Mike Evans. Who wins it?
Close the line. Oh,
8.5 to Buccaneers.
8.5. I'll give the Saints to cover. No, I don't even think they cover. I think if Baker has a healthy set of weapons in his arsenal, I think they're going to light him up. I think Baker's going to be like, remember us.
If he has at least three of the four wide receivers, I like him to get the points, the Buccaneers. Yeah.
I'll give it
to next up, another divisional game that means nothing. 10-2 Broncos going to Vegas, play the 2-10 Raiders. It's a 40-point over under. Denver's favored by 7.5. This is another game where there's like two pieces I want to play, maybe three pieces. Starting off, we got Bo Nix. I've got him in my top 12, but that's due to a lack of quarterbacks, not because I think he's that good. Geno.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, Geno, I don't even know who's starting there. And then for Nix hasn't had a quarterback one finish since week 8 when they hosted Dallas. And it's like, I mean, Dallas, anybody, like Russell Wilson looked good. He's been quarterback 14 twice since week 8. And that's kind of where I have him ranked. He's like a really high 2.
Yeah, he gives you a decent floor. The fourth quarter can get exciting. But like, I don't want to start him in the playoffs.
You don't. And just kind of like speaking of that in the play, it's like this is how I can kind of feel, even though Denver beat the Eagles, so maybe I can't talk. But like Denver going against, it's a divisional game, but like the Raiders are terrible. And it's like Denver has a great record. If Denver was truly a good team, how is this not a double-digit point spread?
Denver beat the Eagles? Colts beat Denver. All right, let's. So does that mean the Colts can beat the Eagles? Sounds like the Colts are better than the Eagles. His words, not mine, folks. Just saying.
Not even my words. Not even my words. Running back.
I've got both these guys as RB2s. You got Ashton Jeanty going against this hard defense. Him getting fed in the passing game is what you're hoping on. And then RJ Harvey, lackluster performance last week. 2 touchdowns, sure. Saved your week.
Very true. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, not the urge you want to see, though. Thoughts on these two?
No. I do have Jeanty higher. I have him with he's the 2 with the 1 upside just because of his usage. Harvey, we kind of, I miss J.K. Dobbins, first of all. That's the first note.
All right,
Pete. R.J. Harvey, we thought we kind of be this bell cow with Dobbins going down. He's not. He's kind of just touchdown or bust, like you said. He's had 3 touchdowns in the last 4 games. 2 of them came last week, so that's just kind of how it is. It's like he's a touchdown or bust running back. That may be the best option you have, and I'm okay starting him compared to some of these other guys. I would start Harvey over any of the Pittsburgh running backs, but it's just he is what he is. He's a touchdown or bust.
Wide receivers, no. Sutton's a wide receiver 3, I guess, but like I really don't want to play any of these guys.
No, Sutton and Franklin just keep doing this flip-flop thing. Just when it's like, hey, Mario, do your victory laps. Troy Franklin is the wide receiver 1. Sutton's having these games like last week where
honestly, Bryant might be the new guy, the 3rd-round rookie. 7 targets and 6 targets over his last 2 weeks. And he's out there more than Troy Franklin because he can block. Like he's out there for running plays and blocking more. He might be taking over and sliding into the second wide receiver. Honestly, Pat Bryant's a name to know. Pay attention to him. I don't know if we ever get the full confidence to play him just because he's a Bo Nix wide receiver, but I really want to fade all these wide receivers.
Yeah, I would start Sutton. I have him as like a wide receiver 3, but I Franklin and Pat Bryant, I don't have. And then Vegas, you can't. No way.
Brock Bowers.
It's Brock Bowers. It's Brock Bowers. We knew that.
Yeah. Honestly, Michael Mayer might be more exciting than Trey Tucker at this point.
Oh, gosh. Remember when Trey Tucker had like 40 points that 1 week?
Remember when we all picked him up off the waiver wire because we didn't know what was going on?
You had to. I mean, listen, 40 points, you had to, but it's just, I don't know if he scored 40 points like cumulatively since then.
Yeah, I don't think so. Who wins it?
I'll give it to Denver. I don't know if they cover. I'll say they cover because it'll be like a defensive touchdown because like that's how bad the offense is on the other side.
Next up, 9-3 Rams taking on the 3-9 Cardinals in Arizona. 47.5 point over under. LA is favored by 8.5 in this one. And here we go. Finally, a game where I want to play both quarterbacks. I've got Stafford top 6. I've got Brissett top 12. Talk to me, Mario.
I have them slightly different, but both top 10. I have Brissett closer to 6 and Stafford closer to 8. Just because I am sipping this barbecue sauce right now. But love them both. Nothing to say about them. You're starting them both.
Loving running the back. Brisket. Loving the brisket. Oh, yeah. I guess Trey Benson, we are just done for the season with him, it looks like.
He didn't practice Wednesday or Thursday, so that's something to be concerned about. So it's another week, the Bam night rises. Bam has honestly been, out of all of this rotating running backs, DeMarcados, the Michael Carters, Bam Knight's shown the most consistency. I like him. I'm very comfortable starting him. I have him as a higher two. Mid to high two, but higher than some of the other guys we've been talking about up to this point. On the other side, Kyren, still the guy, but Corum is eating into that workload. Corum's had at least 7 carries every week since week 6. 7's his lowest, that's why I say at least, but he's had 13 carries twice since then. So it's concerning. Kyren still I have as a high two. He should have been a low one, but it's, and then Corum is a touchdown upside. Like that's what's saving you. So I don't even think I start him.
Yeah, he you heavily owned for Corum, but he's a flex with the need of a touchdown. Kyren, yeah. Middle RB2 for me. There's upside, but with Matt Stafford playing the way he is, it's rough.
And you know why Kyren's upside is limited? Because of the running backs. Because of Davante Adams, who just, I mean, I don't know what he did to, like, this should have been Puka. This should have been nobody because Matt Stafford was supposed to have a bad back. But his back is great, and Davante Adams can't stop getting these slants in the end zone. You know, it's 5 yards and in, it's just Davante Adams. So you start him.
What's he at, 14 touchdowns already?
It's unbelievable. It's criminal.
That's his career high that he did in 17 games a few years ago. So, yeah, career year for Matty Stafford and Davante Adams. Love both the wide receivers. I got both of them in my top 7 this week. Marvin Harrison, Michael Wilson, how are you deciphering between these two?
Well, Marvin Harrison didn't practice on Thursday. That makes it a little easier for me.
Yeah, so, that means, offensive player of the year, Michael Wilson. Skyrocketing to the top.
Yes. If there's no Marvin Harrison, Wilson should get 15 targets. I'm knocking on wood. So I have him as he could be a wide receiver one this week, Wilson.
Michael Wilson or Justin Jefferson with no Marvin Harrison.
Oh my goodness. That one's not even hard. Michael Wilson. It would have to be like that. I mean, but come on. Like
I'm with you. I agree, but I'm clipping this for this offseason and for next year.
Yeah. I mean, last year. Yeah, you definitely play in Trey McBride. On the other side, Parkinson was the tight end I loved from the Rams. Of course, when I finally get all my shares of him, he didn't get the touchdown. If I were to start any of them, it would be Parkinson, but I'm probably pivoting. Like I said, like Strange, I'm seeing available in every single league I'm in. Maybe I'm playing with unserious
like
people.
75% of leagues, yeah, I think he's available in like all platforms.
Yeah, so I like Strange a lot if you need a pivot.
Cardinals get the 8.5.
Rams might need this as a get right game. So yeah, I'll give it to the Rams. I think that they figure it out. I think Kyren finds the end zone.
Yeah, never mind. We're going Rams, get the points.
Oh, well, there's like this conviction from this guy.
I liked it. You locked me in. 9-3 Bears, division NFC leading. 9-3 Bears taking on the 8-3-1 Packers. Oh, that tie is going to haunt them. 44.5 point over under. Green Bay's 6.5 point favorites in this one.
Wow. Home crowd.
I mean,
huh? You
can start both these quarterbacks, but I don't really want to start both these quarterbacks.
No, I'll start with one side. So since week 10, Caleb's games have gone good, bad, good, bad. I don't have the numbers. I'll pull them up in a second. But he's in line for a good, right? Like, if we're just chasing that, he's in line for a good. Unfortunately, he's got a really tough matchup. So I think on the other side, I would start Love over Caleb. Love has a great matchup. He's also kind of been uninspiring, but he gets it done with his ragtag bunch of wide receivers. So I have Love over Caleb, but they're both lower ones for me. They're in like that 12 to 14 range.
Yeah, Love's last five games, QB1 against Cincinnati makes sense. QB4 against Giants makes sense. QB22 against Minnesota makes sense. Number 6 against Pittsburgh makes sense. And then 25 against Philly. So he beats up on just like the Bo Nix did a lot last year. Beats up on the bad teams, struggles against the good teams. Packers, they're a good team. They got a good defense. So he could struggle in this one. Jordan Love, dude just struggles when he's got a team of wide receiver twos. Love Christian Watson. Don't we all? Love Christian Watson. But
like, we do love Christian Watson.
He needs some studs out there. And Matthew Golden in the first round was not the stud that you needed to take.
No, I mean, maybe this is why they never drafted a wide receiver in the first round when Aaron Rodgers was around, because they're just not good at it. But yeah, so that's how we feel about running backs. I think they're all, you could start any of them, but I have other options I'm more excited about.
Running backs, Josh Jacobs limited at practice. If he plays, I play him. If he doesn't, Emmanuel Wilson's a great pivot. Easy as that.
From what I'm reading on Thursday at the time of this recording, his limited Thursday was precautionary. Everything I'm reading says he's in line to start. But right now, I don't hate dropping your kicker. By the time you're listening to this, act quickly. Just drop somebody of low value, maybe Brian Thomas Jr., and pick up Wilson just in case. Other side, Swift, still clearly the lead guy, but Menungai's getting work. I'm worried Menungai's going to be touchdown dependent. I don't think that any team is going to be as bad on the defense as the Eagles were last week. So I think Menungai's kind of capped to a touchdown or bust.
Yeah, I think you can flex him just because I do think he'll probably find a touchdown. But he missed practice Wednesday, upgraded to limited on Thursday. So just keep an eye on that, because if he's banged up, I probably would like to pivot away from him.
Yep. Like
wide receivers. Christian Watson.
Yeah.
I'm out. Odunze, dude, you're out of my starting lineup. You have been for a couple weeks.
Yeah, either you... I still can't believe, like, you were right. Every time we cover a Green Bay game, I'll give you the props. Watson, he's fast, and they give him the ball. So you like that formula. He has a terrible floor,
though. You know where I have him this week?
Oh, God. I don't, but let me hear it.
13.
Oh, my
God. I'm sick. I know. I've got an issue.
You got to lay off the nog. I know it's the time of year, but it's getting to your brain.
I do love me some eggnog, man.
Oh, man. But so, yeah.
Odunze, I've got him at, like, 34. I've got him in the same breath as, like, Addison, QJ, Franklin.
I would do Justin Jefferson over Odunze.
Yeah.
But, like, he's in that breath. Like, and we know how much we slandered JJ in this game, this episode, so. Mm-hmm. Yeah, nobody on the Bears. Nobody on the Bears. You could maybe take a look at the tight ends. It seems like Loveland's starting to blossom, but Komet's not going away.
That's my biggest issue, is you're betting that you pick the right week, that he gets a touchdown, that Komet doesn't step in the way. So I really think you have better options than following the Loveland hype.
Yeah, which is a shame, because I loved him going into the drafts this year. I had a lot of Loveland.
Who wins
it? And then RIP Tucker Kraft. Who wins it? Oh, man. If the Bears lose, they drop to the 7 seed, which is kind of crazy. The NFC's good this year, or bad, but whatever it is, they're all the same. I'll give it a green bag. I'll give them the points. I think the ghost of Aaron Rodgers haunts this team.
Oh, God. I want to pick the Bears so bad, but I'm going to take the Packers. They're at home. Whatever.
There it is. Love that.
Sunday Night Football, 7-5 Texans take on the 6-6 Chiefs, 41.5 point over-under. Kansas City favored by 3. A defensive battle here. This should be a good game. May not be exciting, but it should be a good game.
It'll be a good game. And we'll start with the quarterbacks as we do. Stroud came back from, missed 3 games because of injury. He wasn't terrible in his last game back, but this is a really tough matchup. So I'm looking to pivot if I can talk about, again, like Brissett's the name I keep gravitating to. Here's one, like Stroud or Tyrod, I think is a fair question.
I'm not even considering playing Stroud. I'd play Tyrod. Wow. I might play Tyrod over Patrick Mahomes.
Interesting. So that's another. So on the other side, I mean, I just have a really tough time. I know the matchup is abysmal, but quarterback two with his bye, it's just really tough for me to sit him.
Houston has not allowed a QB one yet this season. So there's no way, no way in hell I'm putting Patrick Mahomes in the top 12 this week.
I don't know. I just like Lamar, I can understand. He's been so bad all season, but I would put Patrick Mahomes in. I understand he's kind of been up and down. Like, he had one last week. That's Dallas. Everybody knows that. QB 10 against Indy, 14 at Denver, 22 at Buffalo. So he has had, he's shown he's human. But when push comes to shove, am I really not going to start Patrick Mahomes?
Yep. Yep.
Sitting him. That. All right.
I'm sitting him.
Put a bow on that. It's wrapped. Running backs.
Yeah, let's go to running backs.
I'm worried about Woody. It's a terrible matchup. Last week, yeah. Chubb fell into the end zone, stole Woody's hype. So this is one I'm pivoting. This is one we talked about it earlier, but like, if Chris Rodriguez is available on waivers, I'm picking him up and dropping Woody. Woody is kind of in that same breath of like I said, like just this precautionary, like I might drop Woody to pick up Wilson before hearing about the Josh Jacobs news.
They're just not using Woody correctly. Like, this is a 5'10", like he's over 200-pound back, but like he's a 5'10", 200-pound back. They did not draft him to be a bell cow. They did not draft him to be a solo alpha back. He's an amazing pass catcher. Since the 4 weeks after the bye week, he was getting 10, 11, 10, and 14 carries. It's not great for fantasy, but it's solid for what he is. Here's the amazing part. 6 targets, 4 targets, 3 targets, 3 targets. That's where he can make his bread and butter. That's where he can go kick some booty for fantasy football. Over the last 3 weeks, carry share of 18, 16, and 19. Yeah, buddy. But that's JT numbers, man. And then you look at one target, one target, one target. Like, that's not how you use Woody Marks.
No.
That's not how you use Woody Marks. It's whatever. Whatever. We're sitting on our couches. They're the GM. They're the coach.
Yeah. We're out here playing Madden. But it's tough. And like I said, a really bad matchup. I'm pivoting from Woody. If you have to start in deeper leagues, like at a 14 man. But I just really
Justin
worry.
Jefferson or Woody Marks.
Yikes. yikes. I think JJ, but Woody. Yeah. The thing with Woody is like Woody can probably like what's Woody's floor? 5 points? Is JJ's floor that right now?
Nope. It is not. So yeah, it's definitely floor situation. So
that's the thing. All right. The other side.
I don't really want to play the one. Pacheco's back practicing in full. When they're both in, I don't want to play them.
Yeah, Hunt has had some value even when Pacheco's in because Hunt is just continues to be the red zone guy, the end zone guy. So I love that for Hunt, but a terrible matchup. And there's like, how many touchdowns do we think are going to be scored this game? We saw last week, Rajee Rice is very happy to get multiple. So if let's say the Chiefs score 3 touchdowns, Kelsey gets 1. Touchdowns. That's the thing, especially in this game with this, like they're going to get 2 touchdowns, 1 to Rice, 1 to Kelsey, or like just generic random guy. Hunt all of a sudden finishing the week with 4 points. So I'm pivoting, but
they're number one defense against a quarterback, 10 against running back, 4 against wide receiver, and 5 against tight end. I'm so nervous for any points in this game.
AFC South might be loaded. Like, I might be the best division in football.
Woo-hoo. Well, we got the Titans, so we'll pump the brakes.
Oh, balances out. Yeah, balances out. Regresses to the mean.
Wide receivers, yeah. I think it's Rashee Rice and Nico Collins. I like Jaden Higgins. I think he's worth owning. He's enticing, but like, yeah, I think it's just Rice and Collins for me.
I'll say, yeah, it's definitely Rice, small gap Nico, and then I think it's a much bigger gap. But like, you credit to Higgins, since week 10, he's wide receiver 18, so I think he's kind of been quietly doing that. I was a little worried that this was just kind of like we almost saw with Brissett funneling Trey McBride and Michael Wilson, where it's just like, oh man, when the other guy comes back, this is going to fall off. Stroud has continued to keep Higgins number two in targets in that team. So I like Higgins, but, and even against this game, right? Like if they need to keep up with Kansas City, I'm talking myself into Higgins. I think I have him as a high three this week, a startable low two.
Him and Nico, big fellas, both 6'4", like just towers running up, down the side dude. There.
Just throw up.
Kelsey, you can play in Schultz. I'd like to pivot.
I don't want to play Schultz. But, like, yeah, Kelsey, old man Kelsey's still kicking it. So, number one sports podcast. We're just behind them. So,
right behind them.
Yeah. Who wins it? I feel like picking Kansas City to not cover has been free money these last season. So, I'll give it to Houston to cover.
Yeah, I wish it was 3.5 points because then it'd be a lot easier to take Houston. But I like Houston to win it. Like, the Chiefs have been not the Chiefs this year, and Houston just wants to ruin. They're going to ruin my weekend because the Colts are going to lose the Jags, and Houston's going to come in and win and just going to muddy that whole division up.
Oh, my gosh. No, they can't. That can't happen. You're going to Jacksonville.
Last game, we've got Monday night. 8-4 Eagles taking on the 8-4 Chargers. 41-point over-under. Philly's favored by 2.5. Justin Herbert had surgery, but it looks like really optimistic that he's going to play Monday night.
Yeah, it is kind of all over the place. You say optimistic. From what I'm seeing, we'll get an update. And it's really tough because it's the Monday night football, right? So it's just a whole other day. We're almost a day behind, really. So I really think we'll know. We should know by Saturday. So I think that'll help give you pivot options before Sunday.
I've got him at 15. Herbert's... I'd like to pivot from him regardless, especially with it being Monday night. Like,
yeah,
unless you're playing on Sleeper where they have like the auto subs for like out players, I really don't think you want to mess with that.
But you may not even know if he's out, and I don't think they would sub in. I guess I think it only subs in if they have the same start time kind of thing. Like, if he's already out, I don't think. If he's not, if he's questionable going into Monday night, I don't think they would be like, oh, so we'll put in a bench guy for you.
I've only used it a couple of times, so yeah, I'd have to go in there and check out their settings.
But
regardless, I agree Jalen with, Hurts, I would you playing him?
Yeah, Jalen Hurts has been a stud. I mean, the Eagles have looked bad. Hurts, you know, all this locker room drama. It's white noise to him. He's a stud. You start him. Saquon and never Barkley. Trey Lance. Never Trey
Not
Lance.
Not a stud, right? Talk about him.
Well, we talked about J.K. Dobbins, who I missed dearly. J.K. Dobbins hasn't played it since week 10, has more rushing yards than Saquon Barkley.
Wow. So,
how's that? How's that for a stat?
Wow. It's sad. I thought I was going to be here and pick on Saquon. Nope. Eagles fans hurting as well.
It'd be those closest to you that hurt you the most. I mean, Saquon, you're praying for running back 2 numbers. That's it. Like, he hasn't done it last week. He was running back 40 the week before. I think he was 26, barely outside. Is this the week? Is this the week our Christmas wishes are answered? I'm starting him. Like, I don't care. I don't know. I have him in, like, the same breath as ETN, honestly, in my rankings. Gross. Which is...
Yeah, I got him a little lower, but I respect it because...
Than ETN! Like, who's that? Like, right? Like,
yeah.
You're praying for running back 2 numbers.
Amari Hampton, though. Ramping up at practice, baby. Ramping up. This is the week. And folks, we did our Eagles fan boots on the ground here. Let us know Jalen Carter will be out of this game with the shoulder surgery. Jalen Carter's missed 2 games this season. They've allowed 5 rushing touchdowns across those 2 games. Okay. Okay, let's go.
Yeah, I will say I'm really curious. My interpretation of ramping up was that he doesn't play this week, but I also think the long-term thing was that he always kind of comes back around this week 14. If Hampton plays, I play him, like you said, absolutely. If he doesn't play Hampton, while you just look into that, Vidal, all season long, has been set and forget every other week. 1 week is set, the others forget. And right now we're due for his forget week. So I don't care how juicy that matchup
is. I'm not playing Vidal in. You forget him because it's all Hampton.
Oh my gosh. If Hampton plays, I play him. No hezzy hey. But B, it's really tough for me Monday. Like, I need a definitive answer by Sunday morning because I would not risk it. Because who, like, just in case you're like, what's your backup gonna be? Vidal.
You'd have to have Vidal. Yeah, you'd have to have him as a pivot option then.
Cause yeah, otherwise you're just hoping on, I can't even remember, Tank Bigsby. Like, I guess that would just be like that's like your
needs to play more.
Yeah, that would be your Hail Mary, right? Like, if you have Hampton and you don't, and someone else is Vidal, pick up Tank Bigsby, and that way you at least have something, so you don't have a goose egg.
Or make sure it's a flex spot. You can throw in one of these wide receivers. Wide receivers for me, ranking them in this game, it's going to be AJ Brown, Ladd McConkey, Devonta Smith, and then I don't really care. It can be Keenan Allen, it can be QJ, whatever you like.
Yeah. So, okay. So we'll talk about it if there is Herbert, and then we'll talk if there's no Herbert. So agree, AJ Brown, ever since he complained on Twitch, he's been force fed and he's been like, listen, we're like a Thanksgiving turkey. So he's killing it. Smith, I like a lot. I think you have him in the right order. I have Keenan a little bit higher because he's just going to continue to get volume, and the Eagles pass rush has been a little abysmal. Like, that's been the whole thing about Keenan, right? Is he's just like, he's going to get these targets, but Justin Herbert's just been on the ground. So I think Keenan Allen will get some more action this week. If Herbert doesn't play, do we start any of the wide receivers for?
Hell yeah, it's Trey Lance going out there. I'm all for it.
That's crazy.
He's got a rocket. He can scramble a bit. He can get away from some of this pressure for the offensive line. I don't think I'll drop the players. Like, if anything, I drop Ladd a handful of spots. But honestly, I might like DJ Moore if Trey Lance is playing.
That's crazy.
A little bit.
Yeah, I don't like DJ Moore. They all drop considerably. If anything, maybe Keenan goes up a notch just because I think, again, just like get the ball out quick. Keenan Allen, take a slant 10 times a game, like Michael Thomas style. And then if there is no Herbert, then I love the Eagles defense. But you just mentioned it, Jalen Carter, or I mentioned it. You mentioned that I mentioned, follow that Jalen Carter's going to be out this week. So hurts the defense.
And then at tight end, I'll play Gadsden over Goddard. I've got both of them as top 12 plays. I've got them both closer to 12 than I do one, though.
I have them both closer to 15 than I do 12. Yeah, Goddard has been started the season as a stud, but listen, if AJ Brown's going to keep complaining on Twitch, he's going to get the ball, not Goddard. And then Gadsden, just so many mouths to feed. It's just tough to predict. Like, I think we're kind of over I think he was a fad, and now it's back to Ladd.
Right.
Yeah. Follow that.
What else you got for this game? Who's gonna win it?
Who's gonna win it? I mean, Brian, you know what the mug says.
Go Bolts. Go Birds.
You know what it says. You're going to Jacksonville, and I was like, I hope your team wins.
You pumping my butt full of rainbows. I don't like that. That's what you're doing over there, trying to get me excited, ready for the.
I've been to Jacksonville. I think Jacksonville. Or they at least changed the name. I don't think I was there when they had the pools there, but I went a long time ago. I saw Maurice Jones. Drew was still playing. Muscle hamster. Doug Martin's muscle hamster, I think. I can't keep up, but yeah, it's a beautiful.
I'll be in the pool. I'll be splashing there in the stadium. Look for me there. No.
In the jeans. Like, I feel like that's a very Florida thing.
High 60s. It's crazy. Well, folks, we made it through all 13 games. We can't thank y'all for hanging out. Folks, it's the playoff push. Good luck. Hope y'all get the points you need to, whether that be clinch the bye week, clinch the playoffs, either or. Mario, what do you have for the people before we get out of here?
Oh, I have a big heartfelt thank you for listening to us. Some of you, listen, if you are eliminated, still tune in next week. Still listen to like the studs, the duds. The who you should pick up on waiver wire to snipe. We'll have a discussion about that, Brian. Like, what's the etiquette if you're eliminated?
We'll
save that for Monday, though. But thank you guys for listening. And you can find me on Twitter at Mario Adamo Jr. You'll find me in the waiver wire. Article. Always give that a read. And of course, the podcast. Both of those comes out Tuesday mornings. That's it for me. Where do we find Brian besides at the Jacksonville Colts game? So if you're there, give him a big hello. He'll be signing autographs.
If you're looking for more of me, everything's going to really run through my Twitter. It's going to @too_much_Brian, where you can find all my other podcasts to do. My article that you find over there on QBList.com, the tight end streaming, the start sit, all of the great stuff, the what we saw if you need the recap for the weekend. But folks, thank you all for being here. Like, share, review. We see y'all next week. Get ready for the playoffs.
Peace.